Jeremy, two heads-up items. We finished the email sync, so the hands-off email in crewband no longer applies. Secondly, Reed had asked if we could turn off the saw camera LEDs. There were no constraints against that, so we turned all four off.
You're connected to CNN Network.
Great items for us. Appreciate it. Eastern Integrity, I've got EA readings for you.
We are ready to copy.
Okay, CO2 is 1.1, O2 is 27. Cabin temperature is 74.8, pressure is 10.35, and I think we would be ready to go to the reduced fan settings if you could do that for us.
We will put that in work.
And I'm sure you know, but we're just running a little long on the EFC, and we'll be ready for the flight chart conference in probably 5 to 10 minutes.
Happy. Yep, no rush. We are ready when you are.
Currently connected to CNN Network.
Houston, we're configuring for OE2. We'll see the flight directors over there.
We are there and ready. Integrity Houston for good night number one.
We're listening to this, some nice soothing music up here, and we are ready for good night number one.
Love to hear it. Just a couple of things. We did normalize OE2, so that's back in nominal config. The next, letting you know, we did adjust the cabin fan speed. You probably felt it. And we took the ARS back to awake. We did have one question just for data collection purposes. When you've asked us for the fan speed changes, you know, originally it was for temperature. Since then, have airflow or noise also factored into these requests?
I would say both. This cabin is, there's probably a lot of meetings going on, but this cabin is much more comfortable with these fan settings, both from the way it feels like it distributes air more evenly because it's not just a windstorm on one side and glass synopsis on the other. It just feels more comfortable across. The temperature feels more consistent across the cabin. It is much more comfortable to live at this fan speed. So overall, for us, this is a far, far preferable configuration.
Copy. Thanks for the additional data. And then we had a follow-on question for ECOM, which is the increased fan speed that you requested following exercise this morning. Is that something that you'd like us to put in place for all exercise going forward?
I would say just increase the fan speed for exercise and then just run the nominal and then we'll let you know. But we did need a little more circulation this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the feedback. We'll implement that going forward. And with that, I will bid you good night, at least the first time.
Thank you very much. And just confirm secondary up is go for the night.
Affirm, go to dump for the night.
Okay, great. Thanks, Bess. We'll talk to you in a couple.
Connected to CNN Network.
Houston Integrity for PCD-1.
Go ahead.
Are you all remoted into that? I just got a micro SD D drive failure, and then I saw a bunch of windows open and then close on my PC like someone was trying to troubleshoot it. I just want to go hands-off if you need it. Otherwise, I'll just assume it was a hiccup, and maybe I need to reseat that micro SD card again.
Reed, we were not on that CCD. We are good with your plan to reseat that SD card, and if you have any other issues, we are standing by to help.
Okay, great. I know everybody already knows my password, so my PIN code, so that's great. That was awesome. Okay, thanks a lot, Dustin. We'll call you in a couple.
All sounds good. Good night, number two. Integrity Houston for a QID check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Dustin.
Hey, Reed, we are seeing one of four temperature sensors diverge on the SM aux helium temperature sensors. We think this is a sensor issue. We've got three good ones. The fourth one is just walking off. But the caution warning associated with that would potentially enunciate in about 2 hours at the current sensor walk-off rate. We think the QID is suppressed. We commanded it that way, but our tool is showing it enabled. I wanted to give you the QID so that you can verify that it's suppressed so we don't ring an erroneous caution warning on you in about 2 hours.
I think we checked this one the other day, but go ahead with the QID. I'm ready.
All right, that's 2131.
T131 on board is for message caution prompt SM aux helium tank T4 high. The command state is suppressed. Threshold 1 is plus 89.6.
Fantastic. Thanks for checking, and I'm glad we're not going to wake you up with that one.
Yeah, no problem. And just to be sure, this has been like a linear walk-off, right? Because T4 has been trending up the entire mission, but no changes, correct? Just a constant trend upward?
Checking.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm pretty sure we're familiar with this one, so no need.
And Reed, your memory is good. We had previously talked about this one, but because it was erratic, and now we're seeing a linear trend, so we're just protecting for that.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good night, number three.
I think we might have hit the limit tonight. We'll see. Time will tell. Good night.
If the way you see the whole customer with stuff, there's anything we can do to help out.
Yeah. Yeah, good morning. Sorry about that. You can go back to sleep. No action.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston. Sorry about that. You can go back to sleep.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KU8RBP. KU8LBF, KU8RBP.
Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
And at NTN, testing on the 3-1.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
And at NTN, clear.
Your friends and colleagues at the Canadian Space Agency wish you another great day on your voyage. Canadians everywhere are inspired by your journey, and we're with you every step of the way. Let's go.
Connected to CMN Network.
Try that one more time. It was a wake-up call from NASA to the astronauts on the space flight around the moon. Rebroadcast from NASA. The wake-up call. Brought to you by WACMN Repeater System.
Houston Integrity 1, PCD 1 has been shut down and restarted. If that helps, you can see I don't have any new data on there. So take a look, please.
Okay, we copy. We do see it up and running, and we will take a look at that. And while I have you, a quick timeline delta for you. We need to privatize OE2 at 1840 MET for a quick weather conference. Is that good? Okay, and then accordingly, we'll go ahead and delay the ACU power cycle until after that is over.
Okay, I don't think anybody's really reviewed the timeline yet, and I don't have a timeline on PPD1, just so you know, but we'll look, and we'll no problem with all of that. Thanks, Mark.
Ben? Integrity Houston for Reed. We are going to go ahead and sync your PCD now and your email.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Okay. We copy that, and I assume that means hands-off email. Does it have any other restrictions? Or just hands-off everything?
Yeah, just hands-off email. And also the weather conference, the weather is looking good. We'll give you the details during that conference.
Okay, yep, thanks. We appreciate that. For battery charging at dot camp.
Go ahead, Reed. Orbit one team is with you now. And Reed, go ahead. Orbit one team with you now.
Houston Integrity, Orbit one, radio check.
Reed, we have you loud and clear. How about us?
Yeah, just saying, don't know if you heard my last, we, for the docking camera, I know we're going to use it periodically today, but when it is not being used, is there any chance we can unpower and plug in the USB-C power strip? We're running a little bit low on some of our peripheral battery power.
We heard your earlier call. Evidently, you didn't hear our response, and checking on the docking cam.
Thanks.
And Reed, we're using the docking cam for another 30 minutes. After that, you can unplug it and use the USB charger.
Hey, that sounds awesome, Stan. Just let us know when you do that. Thanks.
Will do. Integrity Houston for Reed. PCD1 update is complete. Go for use and email.
Connected to CMN Network.
All right, Stan, that is outstanding. We also had a couple items from PAO from yesterday in the imagery for downlink on that PCD, three folders with GMT097. Hopefully you guys got those down, but I don't see the downloaded tag on them.
Reed, we'll start bringing those down now. Integrity Houston for docking cam power.
Thanks, Stan.
The docking cam is shut down. You can unplug it and plug in the USB charger. If you're taking the camera out, please leave the bracket installed.
And absolutely, we're going to leave the docking camera installed for the most part today. I don't expect us taking it down, but we'll let you know if we do. Thanks. We're turning it off.
Roger. Integrity Houston, we are ready for your weather brief on private Orion Earth 2.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity, do y'all want the downlink or not this morning?
And we always love to see you, but we won't have the bandwidth. Am I? All right, Reed, boy, that we would love your video. We're going to stop some file downlink in order to get it.
Okay, sounds good. We'll get it on in just the next minute or two.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, Integrity, we're on board with video. You guys look great. And we see your waves and thumbs up.
Eastern Integrity, we're here with you for the DPC.
And we're here with you. A couple of quick system notes to start. We put a routine state vector update on board about 30 minutes ago. Also, the Orion clock drift has been very small. Also, it'll be almost exactly zero at entry. For timeline, Victor, first item for you when you're ready to copy.
Okay, we copy clock drift and state vector, and Victor's ready.
So we'd like to make a change to your flywheel axle stow activity later today. We didn't have a chance to put this in the timeline. So before you work flywheel axle stow, please turn on both accelerometers, leave them on for 5 minutes, then take them both off, then execute the procedure as written. So we're trying to get some background axle data during that 5 minutes. How copy?
Got it.
All right, next. You are carrying a flag from Apollo 18. We'd like you to pull it out and make it visible for the news conference after lunch, MET Sundays, 3 hours, 10 minutes. That flag is in Walker Bravo 2, CDB-B2, labeled OFK MS bags and contingency tools. No comment on the MS bags. For microbial concerns, please don't take the flag out of its packaging. Packaging is a triangular bag. One side of that bag is clear, so you can display the flag without opening the bag.
Okay, we copy that.
We have two questions for Christina about data location.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, question number one, which PCB has the imagery from yesterday's opportunistic observations?
I will have to check. I thought I put that in the crew note for the event. Let me think about that. As a PCB rover, I'm not 100% sure at this time. I will check and let you know. Next question.
Copy. Okay, next question. We saw your note in Optimus for the post-flyby crew conference saying that you may have an additional card of data to downlink. Do you know if there is one or not?
Yes, I did add that. It was serial number 15, and I can check on that PCB as well and let you know.
Excellent. Thank you. Looking ahead for timeline at MET 1955 and 1945, we have two overlapping activities for Victor's 4K video and Christina's T5 camera urine vent that call for both of you to use the same camera lens. So we're sorry for not catching that conflict. You can either hand the lens off in real time, or if it's not practical, it's okay for Victor to use the 35mm lens instead.
Good on that.
Great. And we see the flag. Thank you for pulling that out. Reed, can you please tell us what time you took the historical photos for select collection this morning?
Uh, We are going to have to do that at a later timestamp.
Roger. Next, a favor for the pop console when you're ready to copy numbers.
Ready.
All right. We have 12 CLID command states that don't match between MCC and onboard, and we'd like you to check on cautionwarning.util for CLIDs number 2214 through 2226. So it's 2214 through 2226, but not 2222. We expect all 12 of those to be inhibited. If they are that way, you can just say they're all inhibited. You don't have to call them down individually.
You want all the CLIDs between 2214 and 2226, including 2222, to be inhibited. And just report the current state.
Yes, please. That's a good readback. Getting near the end here, did you dispense any water from the secondary line yesterday? About this time, we saw about 350 mils come out of the tank.
Good. We thought we were being good stewards of balancing our water tanks, and then we read the daily summary and put it back.
Roger, no problem. Can you please give us a reading for the side hatch pressure gauge?
Okay, it is just over 2,000.
Copy, just over 2,000. Thank you. That is all we had for you. What do you have for us?
That's an ATA reading, CO2, 2.3, O2, 27, temperature is 70, and the pressure is 10.45. For Avatar, all of it is lit except for number 14 on the second row. And then D5, just in case you've got any ideas, a couple of times yesterday when recording exercise, we didn't know for sure we started the recordings, and the camera was not bumped, but it stopped recording around the 4-minute mark on two occasions, and we're not really sure why. The battery didn't die. If anyone's got any troubleshooting tips, we'll take them.
Copy AGA, Avatar, and mysterious D5 behavior. We'll go look into that.
And just two more things for you. The permanent comm loss message you sent up today, really like that. That's excellent. Really useful. Great job on that. And it was really fun to see the deep photos in the daily summary. That just lit us up, and we're looking forward to seeing orbit 1 and 2 photos tomorrow.
Roger that. Thanks for those words.
You guys are a sharp-looking bunch. All right, we're ready to get after it.
Please do. We will be watching and waiting to help.
Houston Integrity for answers and one question.
We're listening.
Yes, sir. The additional flyby photos from serial number 015 are on PCD 3. All of our PCDs were full, but we managed to get them on there, and we will start to delete some of the folders that are downlinked to make more room for some more great photos. Not from the flyby. I think we're done with that. On your quiz, all of the ones you gave me were inhibited. To repeat, that was 2214 through 2226, not including 2222. And third question for you, I see that I have the toilet acoustic questionnaire today. I completed that activity on my timeline yesterday and left a crew note. Let me know if you're not seeing it.
Copy all, and we're looking for your crew note. Thanks, Christina.
Connected to CMN Network.
And Christina, did you find a location for the opportunistic observations?
Still gonna look for that. I gotta get these two. I won't forget. Maybe.
Don't worry, science won't forget. Integrity Houston, follow-up question for the D5 issue that you reported.
What was the question?
So we understand that at least twice you set up recording, which stopped on its own at 4 minutes. We are scratching our heads about that. Did you ever get a recording that lasted longer than that?
We do think that we have at least two sessions that were successful for the entire exercise session duration, and then at least two that were between 3 and 4 minutes long.
And Victor, did you get full-length recordings after the 4 minute stops that you reported, or which happened first, I guess, is what we want to know.
They were interleaved. When I was completed with my session, when I noticed that my recording was only, you know, 3 minutes, 18 seconds or whatever, and so I didn't try anything else. I think it moved on, and then someone else did a session and was able to get a full length, and then another session happened that was between 3 and 4 minutes. So not sure, but they've all been on the same D5, the one that's currently configured with the wide angle lens, the short D5.
All right, Victor, we're going to have to think about that for a while. In the meantime, we'd like to ask you to use the other D5 for our exercise recording.
Okay, Ken, we will do that.
Thank you.
Houston, Integrity, for photo location and PNTO question.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir, those photos are on PCD1, and my apologies, I totally state that. They are there now, though. And secondly, for Jeremy and my CCU Dub filming activity, we have the sun directly out of window 3 right now and window 1. The view that had looked great for imaging the event is now completely washed out. I expect to see, it looks like we're not in a maneuver. So any thoughts on how we can best knock this out?
Checking.
And correction, it's window 3 and 4, not 3 and 1.
Christina, we're talking about it. All right, Christina, we've confirmed that the vehicle is in the right attitude. The saw view is exactly what we expected. I guess crew discretion for choosing the best window for videography from inside. Integrity, a reminder for the year event, the vehicle is going to maneuver out of the attitude for that event in 12 minutes. And Christina, one more thing for the year event. The imagery is considered a nice to have, but if you cannot get good pictures, don't worry about it. The primary view is from the SAW.
Okay, great. And we, you know, as you know, in this mission, we're doing these jumps all the time. We see great views of them when the sun isn't here, so we can also just grab you one any old time, another time on our own. So we'll plan to do that, and we'll get one now as best we can.
Thanks, Christina. That's excellent.
Houston, the event will be starting in about 20 seconds.
Roger.
Houston Integrity, the CUD valve is closed. We have a good view out the windows. Our crew camera view is only so-so, and I'm waiting on your go. I will stop recording.
Roger, and the saw view is breathtaking.
We love a good blizzard.
The less said about the snow, the better. And Integrity, we're ready to stop recording.
Okay, and Houston, recording ended. However, I might have made it go away because it wouldn't end the recording by pressing the record button. So I changed the live view button back to camera to stop it, and it looks like it didn't record it. I will get you a good recording of a future dump, and when we don't have this online, it'll be better anyway.
Christina, no worries, and we like your forward plan.
Thank you. Houston Integrity, we are waving at you out of window 2. It's a beautiful blue little crescent out there.
Thank you. We can't quite make you out, but we appreciate the thought.
We're working on changing that. Thank you, Stan. And while I have you, can we do another job just for our purposes?
Yes, you may.
This time.
Please do.
Thank you, sir.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity, ready for the 4K downlink test.
All right, Victor, you are okay to set it up. We're checking on how long it'll take to gain OPCOM.
Okay, it's all set up, and just call me when you're ready for me to start the stream.
Wilco.
And also, just so you know, we don't have the Bogan arm since it's being used. I've just got the camera stationary, and it's the 35mm lens, so it's going to look quite different. And we can get it set up more stable before the PAO event.
Roger, that's a good config.
Houston Integrity for DFTO movies.
Go ahead.
Yes. Wanted to let you know, both videos actually did record, and the second video has a star, something stealing the show, which is Crescent Earth coming in from the right side. You all, I guess, will enjoy that. I won't be putting them in images for downlink, so we'll see them on the ground.
Excellent. Thank you. Integrity Houston for Victor, you can start the 4K stream.
Houston Integrity, I have begun the stream. It's not a great view. We may shuffle around lenses and get to the wide angle if we can. I think we're going to be using that for exercise, though, so let me know what you think of this. And I'm ready for audio checks.
And Victor, your lens choice is fine. We appreciate that. And we'll let you know when the 4K is locked up.
Houston Integrity, one quick question for Reed's exercise.
Go ahead.
Man, we got so much going on. We're on the International Space Station right now. This is an awesome day here. Hey, can you confirm this is my final exercise of the mission? It'll just help me with stowage management.
Reed, that's correct.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
And for what it's worth, today's exercise is the last exercise for all crew members. Starting tomorrow, we will not have the time.
Houston Integrity, confirm you are in a good config for me to start aerobic exercise.
We're ready for you to start exercise.
Connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity, the E5, now making the 4K video is set up. Thinking I might power off the microphone, transmitter, and receiver. Keep the video running, and you call me when you're ready. We're going to move on and start getting ready for the OIG DMPO.
Victor, that's a good plan. Integrity Houston for PCD 3.
And Stan, we're with you. Go ahead for PCD 3.
Victor, we saw that PCD drop off the network. We think it might have been unplugged. Could you please run the wireless script on that PCD?
That is in work, Stan.
Thank you.
Go ahead
for stowage.
Yes, sir. A third Teleport BlockTac headset has been deployed to the cabin, and batteries have been swapped into Teleports for a total of 4 AAA batteries.
Copy. Thanks for that report.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Christina, while we've got you, for your upcoming exercise, if you want to record that, we think that the problem with the D5's recording stopping at 4 minutes might be because the camera is overheating. If you turn the live view off and it turns off the back screen, we think the camera will stay cool. And to clarify, leave the screen off between recording.
Some of us had suspected that we will do that. Good news is this recording lasted the full time. We are also having overheating issues with the Nat Geo GoPro Max, and we've just been starting and stopping it and managing it as needed. But if you want to pass that on, no screens are on, so not sure there's a mitigation with that one. And for my exercise, I did have a successful recording yesterday, so I think I'll forego that.
And Christina, I copy the Nat Geo overheating, and for recording, we are asking for recording of both resistive and aerobic exercise, so we would like you to record your session today.
Okay, and apologies, I haven't seen it in my timeline, but I understand that that's because Reeve's timeline has us stopping. I'm happy to do that. Thank you.
Integrity Houston for Optical Comm.
Go ahead, Stan.
Okay, Reed, long story here. We are still not locked up on optical comm. We suspect solar array blockage. So between exercise sessions, between when you're done and Christina starts, we want to put a 25-degree roll on the vehicle, about a one-minute maneuver, to an attitude where we think optical comm can see the ground terminal. Now, when we do that roll, we will have only one phased array antenna pointed at camera. So if that antenna fails, we'll lose comm, and a string swap will not recover it. So if we lose comm while we're in that attitude, you will have to maneuver the vehicle back to the bias tail of the sun, where a second antenna will be available. And I have a procedure number and some check MCC numbers when you're ready to copy.
I am complete with exercise, so you can start that team working in that direction. Go ahead, Stan.
All right. We'll get started with that then. Thank you. If we lose calm in this temporary attitude, please go to procedure 25.1.100. That's SM attitude maneuver. In step one, you'll answer yes.
Yeah.
I have, there's a check MCC step down there, a few lines down. Your point width will be the, point width secondary will be the minus X axis. That's number six. Correction, minus Z axis. That's number six. And Omicron is 315. How copy?
Okay, Stan, if we lose comm, and only if we lose comm, we will execute 25.1.100 SM attitude maneuver. Step one, answer yes. Point with secondary negative Z, number six, Omicron 315.
That's a great readback. So while we're in that attitude, you're looking for loss, caution warning, loss of ping. That's number 926. Or if you get antenna cautions or warnings, go work that GNC procedure we just gave you. Then, if we still don't get comm back, you would work the comm messages.
Okay. If we get a loss of ping, I might give it 2 or 3 minutes, or do you want us to execute immediately after loss of ping?
2 or 3 minutes, please. Good idea.
Integrity County Phone. We're on it.
Integrity maneuver and damping complete. We are go for crew exercise.
All right, we copy. Thanks, Dan. Mission Integrity, Victor and I have completed the OIG activity.
Copy OIG, thank you. Integrity Houston for OPCOM. We have a good optical communication link now. We're watching video from the SAW, but we don't see 4K video. We'd like you to please check the setup.
Okay, Stan, I checked everything going into the camera. It looks good. I stopped and restarted the stream.
Roger, Victor. We're talking about batteries here. Just a second. And Integrity for Victor. All right, thank you for checking the setup for that. We are receiving 4K data at the ground site. We're still working on decoding it in the control center.
Currently connected to CMN network.
Integrity Houston for 4K. Integrity for 4K, we're still having trouble getting 4K data on the ground. We'd like you to check in 26.4.2902 that the IP address is set correctly on the web page. And correction, that's step three.
Okay, checking step three.
KE8CZX, handheld, in the driveway.
And integrity correction in step three, that's the destination address.
Hey, give me the procedure number again.
And Ike, that's 26.4.2902, step three. We're looking for a destination address of 10.110.1.98.
Okay, Houston, yeah, I apologize for taking so long to get in sync with you. I was actually just looking to see where this procedure would have come up, and so I'm not finding it referenced in either the 4K downlink setup procedure or the 4K downlink test. So that's some feedback for you, or direct me to where I've missed it. But now give me the procedure again, and then I'll call you when I'm ready to copy the IP address.
All right, Victor, thanks for that feedback on the procedures. We are just getting in that the ground station is seeing good, clear video from Integrity. Now the problem is somewhere on the ground, and we'll sort it out from here. Thank you.
Okay, I'd still like to go check that setting and not do anything with it, but can I have that procedure?
Victor, it's 26.4.2902, 26.4.2902.
Okay, copy. Thank you for that. And I am going to look. I will not change anything, but I did not see a reference to this procedure in the previous two activities.
Roger. You should not have to get into this particular procedure for the setup. This is troubleshooting.
Okay, copy. That makes sense. Thank you for that. And just for your awareness, it is set up for the procedure.
Perfect. Thank you. Integrity Houston for the crew. We're going to private up OE2, and flight's going to give you a call here shortly.
Copy. We're switching.
Connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity on one with the 4K downlink setup. We're curious if we can deconfigure so that we can take some photos with the 35mm lens.
Checking. And Victor, you can take charge of that camera. Integrity Houston, if you can confirm that Christina is complete with her exercise, we will maneuver Integrity back to a nominal tail-to-sun attitude.
She has just stopped right this second.
All right, we'll start our two-minute OA damping counter and then maneuver you. And, of course, when we get into our nominal maneuver, you will not have to run the attitude maneuver procedure if there's a loss of comp.
Understood. Thanks, Ben.
Integrity Houston for Victor and Repress Acoustics. Victor, it's in the procedure, but we really need to make sure when you start the acoustic monitor, please give us a time hack for the repress acoustic.
That's right. I forgot to call you. I already restarted. I will do it again and give you a hack. I restarted it about a minute ago.
Copy. Let us know.
Houston Integrity restarting the acoustic monitor for the repress recording in 3, 2, 1, hack. Recording started.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
You are welcome.
And Integrity, you're back in bias tail to sun.
Copy that, Stan. Is the vehicle ready for me to start exercise?
We need a couple minutes, Jeremy.
Okay. Just call when I can go.
We will do that. Integrity, Jeremy, you are go for exercise.
Okay, Stan, Jeremy is hopping on now, and I have placed a couple photos in a folder on PCD3 with the GMT date and window inspection for the team.
Copy. We will start getting those down ASAP.
Houston Integrity for exercise video.
Go ahead, Christina.
Hey, Stan, can you say again the instructions for making the LCD screen be off while you're recording video on the D5? We thought we heard you just press the live view button, but that seems to stop the recording as far as we can tell. My recording lasted for about 26 minutes, which was almost the entire duration, and then apparently stopped on its own. So we'd like to implement this for sure for Jeremy.
All right, Christina, that was Capcom's bad words there. I apologize. You will turn off the recording if you turn off live view while you're recording. The actual correct thing to do is to turn off live view in between the camera a chance to cool down.
Understood. Thank you. We will do that. While I have you, I wanted to note that unfortunately I forgot to run the accelerometers during my exercise.
Copy. We appreciate the report.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, Integrity, quick stowage question.
Go ahead with your question.
For the heart rate monitor strap, since we are done with exercise, can we trash those?
Backing. Christina, you can trash those straps.
Houston Integrity on one for CDR and MS-1. The orthostatic measurements are complete. Moving to step two.
Copy orthostatic. Thank you.
Connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity, I am done exercising, so we'll be transitioning to Victor, but it'll be a few minutes if there's anything you need to do. And then we'll have our hearing protection as required, but if you can give us a heads up before the pressure change, that'd be helpful.
And Jeremy, thanks for that. We aren't planning to do anything between the two exercise sections. We were just about to call you. We are inhibiting cabin leak detection for the cabin repress. Your depress edge key will still work, however. Glad to hear about the hearing protection, and we're putting the repress in work shortly. And entirely, we expect the first gas introduction in about 5 minutes.
Copy, Stan.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Mike Oscar, Oscar for radio check, over.
Houston Integrity for repress.
Go ahead for repress.
It feels and sounds like you have started the repress. We're being good with hearing protection, but quite honestly, it's not necessary. It's very quiet in here, even with the repress going on, just for a crew report.
Copy.
we haven't actually started the repress yet. Stand by. Three more commands. It may get louder then.
Okay, maybe that's just a routine O2 introduction, but we are definitely pressurizing.
Okay. That is correct. We are doing a little O2 repress right now. We will give you a call before we send that last command.
Copy that, thanks.
Integrity Houston, we're sending that last command to begin the first repress.
Thanks for that heads up, Stan. All right, Stan, that's fantastic. First time we've heard anything out of the port side there, and it is not loud at all.
Good to know. Thank you, sir. And Integrity, Reed, with your report that the repress is not loud, hearing protection can be at your discretion.
We have already begun distressing.
I got a good laugh in the control center. Thank you, sir.
Houston Integrity, OIG, dot, end off, and questionnaires are complete for CDR and MS1.
Copy, OIG complete. Thank you.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Mike Oscar. Oscar for radio check, over.
You're connected to CMN Network.
The radio check, you're sounding pretty good here. With your, I'm mobile. You're sounding good. The audio's good. W8YRC.
W8YRC, KD8MOO. The name here is Gary. I appreciate that. Thank you. I wasn't sure if the radio was still working. I have two icons, one in the basement. I haven't been on it in a while, so I was just making sure I was still hitting the repeater. I appreciate that callback, sir.
Yeah, you're a little rusty, a little WD-40. It just squirted. Yeah, you're sounding good, no problem. Fuzzy over here in mobile right now, hitting a church. So, 73, W-A-Y-R-C. Name is Mike, I'm sorry.
Integrity Houston, flight's going to give you a call again on private Orion Earth 2.
Thanks again, Mike. I appreciate that. Kilo Delta 8, Mike, Oscar, Oscar, clear.
Hey, Stan, we're back up with you on 1.
Integrity, entry burn plans are on board, slots 16 and 17.
We see 16 and 17, and we see 1 and 2 are empty, and that is awesome. And what about burn pads for RTT3 and also for entry?
Checking.
And sorry about that, Stan. We still got to do RTC2 and 3. We were asking about entry pads. We don't need the burn pads.
Need entry pads in at least a day.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
And Integrity for Reed, an update. We expect entry burn plans with your execute package tomorrow morning.
Okay, great. That aligns more with what Flight said this morning in our private conference, so we appreciate that. Awesome. Houston Integrity for exercise.
Go ahead for exercise.
Hey, Stan. Victor Glover is complete with exercise, and with that, we are finished with all exercise for the Artemis 2 mission. And we just wanted to take a second to applaud the flywheel team. This is a great device. We really enjoyed it in this small cabin. It's perfect, and it gave us a lot of good opportunity to get our heart rate up and also get some great resistance exercise. So we just wanted to shout out a nice thank you. Here we go. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the words and the cheers. Go ahead.
We called down a couple days ago about our contingency lyo, either the lyo canisters or the bubble wrap expanding in the deep press. Well, everything is back to the right size now, and it all fits back into the stowage area, so that's great news.
Copy. Bubble wrap nominal. Thank you.
KF8, ATC, radio check.
Currently connected to CMN network.
Integrity Houston for Victor and the extra accelerometer task we discussed that morning, DPC. Victor, just for data correlation on the ground, when you do that 5-minute accelerometer test, please give us a call at the beginning and the end of that 5 minutes.
Will do, and if you want, I can put that in work now.
Victor, we'd love to take that now. Thank you.
Okay, Houston, the accelerometers are coming on in 3, 2, 1, tack. Accelerometers on, 5-minute timer started.
Copy, on for 5 minutes. Thank you.
Houston shutting down the accelerometers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, off.
Copy. Accelerometers off. Thank you, sir. Integrity Houston for timeline look ahead.
Thank you.
All right. One more timeline delta with the addition of the leak test for prop. The afternoon news conference, that's your PAO event currently at about NET 3 hours 10, is going to move about an hour to the right. So we'll come up AOS on Madrid. We'll spend about 30 minutes doing prop stuff with you and then give you 30 minutes to set up the cameras and so forth and start the PAO event after that.
Okay, sounds great.
Integrity Houston, no action on the enabled caution. That's part of our cabin repress. It should clear on its own soon.
Copy. Thanks, man.
Connected to CMN network.
And take it to Houston. Jeremy, we see you on camera. And Jeremy, we see your mouth moving with the handheld mic, but are not receiving audio. And below that, we have you on building aid audio. Okay.
Integrity for images for downlink.
Go ahead, Reed.
Stan, I put a single photo in a folder entitled For Matthew Dominic to Share with CB on PCD1. If you could get that picture to him, I'd appreciate it.
We will get that crucial piece of imagery to Matthew Dominic.
reduced the size of it on GoToon, and it kept corrupting. So hopefully that file itself is not corrupted. It's the NEF, so it's a little bit larger.
Roger, we'll take a look.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Houston, this is Integrity. We sure are.
Canadian Space Agency, this is Jenny from Mission Control, Houston. Please call Integrity for a voice check.
We got you loud and clear, Josh. Great to hear your voice. We got Jenny and Capcom, and it's great to have you on board Integrity. Thanks for joining. Premièrement, c'est un honneur pour nous d'avoir le premier ministre à bord le vaisseau Integrity. Alors, merci beaucoup pour ça. Pour moi, c'est juste important de communiquer que je suis tellement fier du Canada. C'est le Canada qui a fait le travail de créer cette opportunité d'être ici dans l'espace lointain. Alors, Canada, je suis aussi fier de vous. Also, why don't I pass the word or the mic around a little bit? I think my colleagues would love to say a couple words, and they know a lot about collaboration. You can see we got our flags here together. We're better together, and I'll pass the mic.
Greetings, Prime Minister Carney. I just wanted to say thank you for the amazing hospitality, and we look forward to sharing all of the discoveries and pictures and experiences with the people of Canada when we get back. And I think I'll just say one word about teamwork is willingness. Willingness is a huge ingredient in a successful team.
I'll just add that I flew to the International Space Station in 2014, and before we go up there, we have to go to Montreal to the Canadian Space Agency and do training up there. And it was amazing. In just 1 week of my robotics training up there, I have lifelong friends from Canada, and I am honored to serve alongside Jeremy, Josh, and Jenny, truly the finest astronauts I have ever met.
I completely agree. I love my crewmates' words. I think we're so in agreement on this. And really, the answer to your question in so many ways, we are an example, I hope, of that collaboration, about how when you go together, when you bring in partners and contributors that are all excited about the same mission but have different talents, how you can go so much farther. It may be more complicated, but I think what we've shown time and time again, both in the International Space Station and with this vehicle and this mission, is that the impacts are just so much greater and they're compounded.
Absolutely, sir. I can send Christina to get the SERP right away, but we definitely have it on board. It can make another guest appearance. She'll bring it over. While I have the mic for a second, all right, over to you. Well, I'll start with the wake-up song, and maybe I'll get it from the crew. But my family suggested the one this morning, Under Pressure, and so that's been my favorite so far. How about I go around?
Then I'll wrap up this question. My wife actually replaced one of my songs with a song, Mandisa, Good Morning, and it's just a very pleasant. It was actually really pleasant to wake up to, and so I give her a shout-out, and that was my favorite one.
And I won't quite take responsibility for Pink Pony Club, although it probably is my responsibility. But Tokyo Drifting is a song that my daughters and I listen to every year when we go on our annual vacation to Florida. And so that one meant the most to me.
Yeah, the wake-up songs have been absolute perfection. However, they did cut off Pink Pony Club before the chorus, so I was a little, I really was just singing it all day after that. But my song was Sleepyhead because it was after a four-hour nap after being awake for I'm not sure how long, but many, 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 many hours, and I knew that we would need a little backup on that.
All right, and my second favorite song will be On Landing Day, but I'll let you wait to see what that one is. I think it's appropriate for the day. The one more thing you asked about risk, and we do think risk is necessary, but calculated risk, well-thought-out risk, and risk that you balance with others. And so for youth that are making those decisions, do it in collaboration with others. People will point out when you're out over your skis, and so you have to be smart about how you take risks. But as a country, we have to be willing to have some failures. And we fail in this space program, but we assure ourselves we're not going to stay or rest in those failures. We're going to push through them. And so as you've been leading our country, we know we have to do some things. We have some work to do. We have to be willing to have some failures and be okay with that, but ultimately knowing that we're just going to persist and win in the final calculation. Before you leave us, Prime Minister, I did want to show you this. We have this on board flying, and when we get back, we'd love to make sure this gets to you. So I wrote your name on the back, well, your title on the back. Make sure that it gets to you. Over to you. We love it. We love it, sir. That's great.
DC Chile.
I think it's an excellent question. And, you know, the answer for me, messy. I think it's an excellent question, and for me personally, it hasn't changed my perspective at all. I've seen some amazing things. The viewpoints and the perspective, I've seen new perspectives, but my perspective on humanity and our place on planet Earth has not changed because I launched with the perspective that I think there is enough for all. The purpose of humanity is joy and lifting one another up, creating together versus destroying. And that's how I launched. And I launched with the expectations. We often say in this crew, we don't want to set expectations, but I launched with the expectation that I would see the proof of it with my own eyes, and I definitely have. And I think that's really reassuring. And I'm glad, we're all glad. We've been just receiving some touching messages up here. Yours was very heartfelt. We felt it up here. And we're glad that we can remind people that we can do better as a human race by lifting one another up and collaborating. Alors, merci pour la question. C'est vraiment important pour nous à penser des choses comme ça.
That would be that.
That's another deep question, and I've been to your school. I remember it well. I had a great experience there. I have to release my colleagues back to work because there's no rest up here. There's always a lot to do. So I'm going to send them off, and then I'm going to answer your question. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate it. Victor says he hopes he gets to visit your school as well. And like I was saying to Minister Jolly, my perspective hasn't expressly changed, but I do think it's important to reinforce that, well, what I have seen up here has reinforced my perspective. We live on this extraordinary planet Earth, and it is truly out in the void of space. It was really unique to see it from the far side of the moon, to look through the moon and see this three-dimensional moon out in front of you, and like just so oddly, this enormous sphere hanging in space, and we're on the far side of it looking back and seeing planet Earth and then watching planet Earth disappear. We saw the Earth set behind the moon, and then we waited a little while. We lost contact with Earth, and then to see the Earth rise again and to be able to talk to Jenny back in Mission Control, that is an amazing perspective, and it's something we already know from science, but to see it with your own eyes, wow, seeing is believing.
K
connected to CMN Network.
Oh, I love that question. I've had many indigenous elders spend time with me on my travels across the country, and I've always enjoyed it. If I can give you one piece of advice, sit with your elders and ask questions, but listen intently. Every time I've stopped to listen, I learn these amazing things. You've probably seen my mission patch. I have it with me here. I flew with it on my kneeboard, actually. Make sure I got it upside right. You've probably seen this. This encompasses a few of the things that I learned from the elders. But when I left the vision quest, I had a better understanding of it. And these animals in our patch, in this patch that was created by Anishinaabe artist Henry Guimont from the Turtle Lodge, these animals represent some things that I try to think about every day. My mantra when I wake up is I'm just going to try to spend my day walking with these attributes. And so I start with courage, humility, respect, love, honesty, wisdom, and truth. And my crewmates here and one of the instructors that we went on a backpacking expedition with taught us something about being in integrity. It's actually one of the reasons we named our spacecraft Integrity, is because as humans, you are not always in integrity. Sometimes you are in your integrity and sometimes you fall short. But you should strive to be in integrity. And so for me, being in integrity is walking in accordance with these seven sacred laws. And it's just something that helps me guide me through life. Over to you. Hopefully you can still hear me, but humans are always pushing the boundaries, always inventing. Yes, I heard the question the first time. Maybe my comm's not getting down. It's interesting to think about. Hopefully you're hearing this. Just interrupt me if you're not. We keep pushing the boundaries of innovation, and there's new technology, and that's great. We can leverage it for our advantages. We can also use it to do harm. And so we just have to strive to keep pushing innovation in ways that helps us collectively live better together. How do missions like Artemis help us? Well, one of the things I love about space exploration is we set really big goals, hard goals, like sending 4 humans out around the moon. And we have more goals. We're not stopping here. If you think this is neat, it's going to get really exciting in the next number of years. We plan to get back to the surface of the moon. We plan to create a permanent base there on the moon and eventually get to Mars. But what is awesome about when we set these big goals is it puts a focus point on actually getting it done. You know, it's easy to dream about things and create innovations, but when you actually are going to bet your life on something and go out and do it, it really helps bring that innovation cycle all the way around from original thought to scientific understanding to actually development and testing to actually doing. And doing is important. And we in the Artemis program are doing as an international collaboration and flexing one of the most important muscles we have, which is learning how to work better together. Over to you, Josh.
Merci tout le monde. Thank you to all participants. Integrity, we are now resuming operational audio communication.
Thank you, Josh. The crew says thank you.
Integrity.
Integrity for onboard camera.
Good, Jeremy.
Just curious if you guys want to stay on board. I know we've got the other PAO event later. Maybe we could just stay on the D5. I don't know if that TS rate of 1300 is too much. I'm not sure if we can lower it, but either way, we're happy to have you on board with this camera, ideally, or we can switch over to the HHP.
We're checking. Jeremy, we'll stay with you on the D5 for another 14 minutes, then we have a day rate change and we'll have to drop it.
Okay, Sam. I'll turn the audio off and then bring it back on board.
Good plan, sir. And we loved your PAO event.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate that.
Integrity Houston for timeline, two items.
We're with you.
All right, first, since we are not doing the docking cam bearing objective anymore, you can wait on docking cam install until just before bedtime, so we don't need it early anymore. Next, the flight director conference coming up here in a minute or two is going to be on open land earth to discuss the valve leak characterization.
And one clarifying question with the docking cam. It sounded like you were just giving us that full length, but if we did want to take it down sooner, that's also okay.
And Christina, sorry, bad words. All we really mean is plug it in sometime before bed. We understand it's already installed.
Yep, and I messed that up too. Yep, we are talking about the power. That's the commodity here, and sounds like we can do it whenever. Appreciate it.
Good words.
Bigger to Houston, Orion to Earth 1 for conference.
Hey, we're with you, Jeff. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, guys, we're going to talk through the steps that we're going to do in the prop characterization. The overall big picture, what we're trying to do is really understand whether we have a leak on AUX branch 1 and if we do, exactly what that leak rate is. So the first thing we're going to do is get all of our caution warning and our fitter back in the right configuration to be able to do a flush on that AUX branch. We're going to do that from the ground, and you guys will be able to see that on the prop Ohms Plus X display. And so after we do that, we're going to be left in configuration with the latch valve open. And, of course, there's two solenoid valves, which are not on your display. They're still closed. And those are the ones that we're going to see if there's leakage across. So we're checking for leakage from the helium tank into that aux tank that's downstream. And that's what we're trying to see. Okay, a couple of criteria that we have for stopping this test. If we see the fitter kick off, actually detect the leak again, of course it'll close the latch valve, and that will terminate this test with no action from either you guys or us. The other things we're looking for are if we get a pressure in the aux tank upwards of 274 PSIA, then we're going to command the latch valve closed. I don't expect that the ground or the crew would need to do this. We do expect the fitter to take action first, but we want to make sure that if for some reason we have a leak that's bigger than we expect, we close that latch valve before we get to the 274 PSI in the tank. That's the integrity. We've got 30 seconds to a data rate change, and then we'll
okay,
see you on the other side.
We copy all that. Let me just read a little bit back to you. Fitter should be able to just shut us down. We are going to keep the SMRCF prop.SMRCF up. We just like that base a little more for the phase of flight we're in. If you want us to go back to OP plus X, we can. And the valve in particular we're talking about is the aux helium isolation valve, top stop 3 on that page. That's the only insight we have because we don't have the PCA. That's string 1.
Any
and
other.
At any time we see it get above 270. Yeah, X
you after the data rate change handover.
Yes, Jeff, did you hear our response or not?
Let's see, we copied you talking about what we would take action on, the helium isolation valve, tab stop number 3, and closing that, and you gave us a summary that we expect the fitter to actuate first, and if it doesn't, then either the ground or you guys will take action. Ideally, we would command from the ground first, but of course, if we're LOS unexpectedly, then you guys will take action to close that valve to isolate aux branch 1.
Yep, that all sounds absolutely perfect. We will leave you all as prime for this, prime for commanding, prime for the test. We'll just monitor as you all go. And then if we're LOS and I try to close Oxelium ISO 1 and the valve for some reason is not commandable, I would just assume my next step would be secure prompt for SMRCS.
You're connected to CNN Network.
That's actually not going to solve the issue if we do that. If for some reason this latching valve is unsuccessful, our next step is going to be having to go down the route of actuating the pyro valve and ensuring that we have a physical isolation on this branch 1. I will tell you, we don't expect to get to that, but part of the reason we're ensuring that we're doing this with COM, with the vehicle, is that multi-failure case.
Okay, awesome. We see that pyro valve. I know we won't get to that point, but we see it on SMPNT, so just good to know that that is there. But I know, don't worry, we're not going to go anywhere near that.
Copy. We appreciate that. That's all I had for you. We are going into an hour-long forward LOS here, and then we'll pick up with the prop actions on the other side, and then we'll get you guys to your PAO event. But happy to take any other questions you guys have.
All right, Jeff, that all sounds great. We have no questions on that. And if we're going to wrap, Jeremy is going to call Stan with a generic question.
And Integrity, Capcom's ready for your question.
Okay, Stan, I'm just looking ahead at the Eclipse Wall closeout panel activity, which is flexible. I'd like to step into it soon. I'm looking at the fastener you've chosen in the procedure, and that is definitely not the most convenient one. I can do that one if required, but going up that same row of fasteners, three fasteners higher, so second from the top, fourth from the, I guess third from the bottom, fourth from the bottom would be easier.
Jeremy, copy, we're checking. All right, Jeremy.
Actually, maybe one go back. As I read further while I'm waiting for you, I see that it is the highest loaded fastener on panel 6. So we don't want to miss the opportunity to demonstrate that we can get the highest loaded fastener out. So I'm fine. It is accessible. It was just not as convenient.
Jeremy, to channel JFK, we picked that fastener not because it was easy, but because it was hard.
Oh, now you're talking to us. Okay. It will be fastener A.
Thanks, Jeremy. Stan, Integrity Houston. Cabin repress is complete, 14-7, and we'll stay that way for the rest of the mission.
Stan, we definitely appreciate that, and we'll... You should probably just carry a note forward for future Artemis missions. If you do a large repress like that, there are certain things, such as PCUs, that collapse pretty significantly during that, their damage, but there are some things we probably would want to vent along the way as we come back in pressure.
Received loud and clear, Reed. We'll take that note. And Terry Houston on 1, we're about a minute out from our hour-long forward link LOS. During that time, there's about an 11-minute return link LOS, except for those 11 minutes. We'll be watching and listening, but can't call back.
Okay, Sam, anything that we see, we'll call in once. Otherwise, have a great little break.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
Houston Integrity, calling the blind from a Peltor, and just doing a test for the Peltor noise reduction flexible activity. It actually worked really well. We have three crew members on Peltors, one in the toilet, and we're using the Bluetooth feature to talk between them, and they sound really good. Noise canceling makes them very quiet, and then talking to each other with push-to-talk on the headsets.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Houston Integrity OE1 in the blind, comm check using the Peltor headset on the Seek 2 umbilical, MET7-232.
Integrity, Houston, for a comm check.
Connected to CMN Network.
Have you loud and clear, how us?
We have you the same. Thanks, Christina. And your calls in the blind on the Peltors came down super crispy. They were loud and clear.
Great to know. Thank you.
And Integrity, Houston's on board with you, and we have you loud and clear. But the PAO event has been delayed by 1 hour so that we can support this prop characterization test. Happy thumbs up.
Yep, that's right. We're just on autopilot. What's just following Optimus there on my AM. And, okay, we'll just be streaming if you want it, and then we'll be ready for PAO in an hour.
No worries. We'll happily hang out on board with you, and we'll continue our preparation work for that characterization test down here. Thanks. Integrity Houston. We are taking our initial steps for this characterization test. We will let you know in advance of the flush in which we will be opening that aux helium isol valve 1, and at that point we would need you in place at the BUs. We'll let you know.
Great, Jenny. We'll be ready.
Integrity Houston, I thought we just caught an ActiWatch sync. If I had my own, I'd sync it with you.
~100%, Jenny Gibbons.
Glad that's still alive. Good job, guys.
Houston Integrity for a PAO message that I recorded earlier.
Go ahead.
I think this is two items. First is a question that I think you'll be able to answer in a few minutes, which is I had an activity on my timeline to record a PAO message this morning. Let me see if I can figure out which one that is. It was my MET2145 PAO recording. If it is, does that need to be downlinked, or does that just need to live on my iPhone?
We'll get it after the mission read.
Okay, and then interesting nuance on the iPhones that maybe someone down there can think about. This is definitely the least urgent question you're going to get this entire mission is, when we plug them into PCDs to pull a photo or a video over, we don't have any rhyme or reason yet, but sometimes it takes like 12 or 18 hours maybe for the picture. the video we just took to actually show up. All the other stuff shows up, but new stuff does not show up on that PCD for a long time. It's almost like it's using a cache or something, and it's just not going in and looking on the phone for new pictures. It's just a very weird phenomenon. If anybody has an aha moment down there, we'd love to hear it.
All right, we'll take some time to think about that one. But as you say, low priority. Thank you.
Houston Integrity 4, Oxone.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm not sure if you just said you're busy or not as busy right now. We're trying to start thinking about entry prep, and we want to know, are we going to change out Oxone one more time in the toilet or not?
Yep, Reed, good question. We will want fresh Oxone tomorrow, so you will do that Oxone change out or tomorrow.
Houston Integrity for Stowage.
Oh.
Hey, Jenny, as we move a few things around over the next half an hour, are you guys okay if we call individual things down, or is that going to clobber your headspace down there?
We can absolutely take whatever you want to call down with respect to Stowage.
All right, Houston, one quick one. We have an Oxone inlet filter serial number 1031 that we are going to stow in CTB Bravo 3 small, just to get it out of the way.
Copy, Reed. Which CTB in Bravo 3 small? We believe there are two.
And I'm sorry, that is going to go into Bravo 2, the small one underneath C1.
We copy, thanks. Data rate change in 30 seconds. Integrity Houston for contingency urine stowage bag dump.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Reed, wanted to let you know that message 3.8.6 is on board with a procedure to dump urine from the contingency urine stowage bag. We verified that you can complete this anytime today, and the heaters are configured for the dump. That's step 1.1 is complete.
Hey, Jenny, thanks for the call. I haven't reported that there's more urine in there. I think we're in about probably 1,200 mils at this point. Will that volume affect the call you just made?
No issues, Christina. We appreciate you letting us know, but you are go to dump that amount.
Okay, thanks. And understand I'll be able to, if it's desired to land with that bag empty, I will be able to dump on entry day as well.
Super.
Awesome. And this reminds me, will we be dumping the water that we got in the other CWC?
Nope, Christina, we won't be dumping that. We don't want to risk any freezing. We'll be landing with that water in the bag.
Okay, makes sense. Thank you.
And Jenny, quick question. Any chance that Ike and I can do the flywheel closeout 28.3.112 now as a little bit of a get-ahead?
Absolutely, you're go.
We all just had that weird vibe of backing up as we were getting back.
Oh, we feel it too, but we'll be happy to have you back.
Houston Integrity for Stowage.
Go.
Jenny, I have two 12x12 Ziplocs of uneaten food. I'm wondering if I can stow them under the headrest in that locker we were talking about, Bravo 1. No, sorry, Bravo 2.
Jeremy, we actually prefer that that be temp stowed for now. We will have the full repack plan for you tomorrow morning during cabin config, and we'll have a place for that.
Okay, we'll temp stow it.
Thanks.
And Jenny, is it okay if we put flywheel tools into bag 10, or do you need flywheel tools back into bag 16?
Checking. Reed, we have an answer for you. We would prefer them stowed in bag 16 because we'll be using them again for the docking camera bracket ops.
Okay, into 16 they go, and with that I'm happy to report that 28.3.112 is complete, and if you could let Victor know, in Building 5, his favorite green card did not manifest on this flight. We did not lose the shaft lock pin. And Christine has one thing for you.
We love it. Thank you.
And Jenny, with your last call, I realized that we're very eager to obviously start getting ahead on any packing we can. We haven't been reporting FOB deploys. Do you guys need to know that, or are there any other things that you have question marks about? Because I just want to make sure that when we get that, y'all are, you know, have the right information to get that packing plan good.
Checking. Christina, at 5:45 today on your timeline, you have a consumables check, which the intent of that was to report on those items. We can take it earlier if you're ready.
Awesome. Let me have a look, and we'll let you know if we have anything we can tee up for you now. Otherwise, we'll wait for another schedule.
That sounds great, and Victor's spinning is making us giggle. It's really spectacular. Integrity crew, Houston, we are ready for the prop SM aux branch 1 flush and pressurization. We'll have at least one crew member at the DU, and let me know when you're ready for more information.
We're ready.
All right, Christina, some additional information for you. That tank pressure limit of 274 PSI will also ring an enabled caution if it's reached, and that caution is SM aux tank P high. That'll be another indication that we'll both be racing to close that aux helium ISO 1 valve.
Understand all.
Okay, do you have any more questions before we get started?
Okay, we are ready.
Copy. We'll put it in work now. Integrity crew, prop has completed the initial flush. We are continuing with steps following the flush. That valve is open, and things are looking good so far.
Copy, and we'll stay at the DUs all along.
Thank you.
Houston Integrity PCD-2 for the Actograph.
We connected to CMN Network.
Integrity crew,
We are now past the most dynamic part of this prop characterization test, and we are in a stable config. So we'll keep monitoring the state of the SM Aux Branch 1 from the ground with Fitter backing us up, of course. You are released to go about your business. Of course, understanding that if that caution rings, you know what to do. With that, we are just under 13 minutes from the PAO event, and we will take a scene and voice check at any time. Thanks.
We copy all. Thanks. See you on the camera in 13. Signed up for PAO. You do have us on camera now.
Affirm, we got you on camera, just missing the scene and voice check. Thanks. And we got a good scene and voice. I think everything's looking and sounding right. Thanks, Victor. And one go back for you guys. It looks like that America 250 flag can dislodge a little bit or slip down. If we could get that put back up, we'd appreciate it. Otherwise, all good. Looks good, Victor. Thanks.
And Houston Integrity, just want to check we're at the lowest fan speed allowable.
Jeremy, good check. We can go 1,000 RPM lower if you want.
Give us all you got.
All right. It's in work. Integrity, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
I'm in Integrity. We are ready for the event.
NASA Public Affairs Office, please call Integrity for a voice check.
Hey, Courtney, we hear you, but you are very low. Courtney, we have you loud and clear in Integrity.
Marcia, it was a powerful moment up here as well. My crewmates approached me when we were at Kennedy in quarantine, and they said, hey, the three of them had talked, and they would like to do this. And that was an emotional moment for me, and I just thought that was just a total treasure that they had thought through this and they had offered this. And I said, absolutely, I would love that. I think that's just the best. And I said, but I can't give the speech. I can't give the talk. And Jeremy, the kind of guy he is, he said he would do it. And it was getting emotional there. And I think when Jeremy called Carol's name, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, I think for me, that's when I was overwhelmed with emotion. And I looked over and Christina was crying. I put my hand down on Jeremy's hand as he was still talking. It was right there on that rail. And I could just tell he was trembling. And we all pretty much broke down right there. And just for me personally, that was kind of the pinnacle moment of the mission for me. That was, I think, where the four of us were the most forged, the most bonded, and we came out of that really focused on that day ahead. I think that was a very caging moment for the four of us. Thank you for that question, and it was a great moment.
I had an opportunity earlier to answer this question from my own perspective, and we have seen just some extraordinary things that I thought we might see. They looked similar to what I thought they might look like, and other things that I just had not even imagined. And those were different perspectives that we saw these things from. But I have to say, it hasn't changed my perspective or the perspective that I launched with. But the perspective I launched with was that we live on a fragile planet in the vacuum, in the void of space. We know this from science. We're very fortunate to live on planet Earth. And the other perspective that I've sort of learned from others through life is that our purpose on the planet as humans is to find joy, to find the joy in lifting each other up, like creating solutions together instead of destroying. And when you see it from out here, it doesn't change it. It just absolutely reaffirms that. It's almost like seeing living proof of it.
You're connected to CMN Network.
You know, this, it started off sounding like an easy question for me to answer, and then it got really big. But I guess the entry thing, I'll be honest and say, I've actually been thinking about entry since April 3rd, 2023, when we got assigned to this mission. And one of the first press conferences we were asked, what are we looking forward to? And I said, splashdown. And it's kind of humorous, but it's literal as well, that we have to get back. There's so much data that you've seen already, but all the good stuff is coming back with us. There's so many more pictures, so many more stories. And, gosh, I haven't even begun to process what we've been through. We've still got two more days. And riding a fireball through the atmosphere is profound as well. So I have to answer that question later. I'm not sure, but I can tell you it's a lot. And lifelong memories. I'm going to be thinking about and talking about all of these things for the rest of my life, for sure.
Well, when I think about the Artemis program in general, we've already seen some investments in pushing robotic technology forward for deep space that we're going to see put to good use in one way or another. And this is the beauty of this program. It brings an international collaboration, sets big goals, and doesn't just talk about them, but goes after them and gets it done. We're going to need the advances in robotics. It's really hard out here. We're a long way from home. We've been learning the entire journey. We've been watching Mission Control learn, do a lot of testing on the ground, but your final test is when you get this hardware to space, and it's a doozy. And our team has just performed. It just knocked it out of the park. But it doesn't mean it might look easy from the outside. We can tell they are working so hard on the ground to do this, and we really appreciate them. And so when we get, you know, these next generation robotics on the surface of the moon and out in deep space, there's going to be some challenges, there's going to be some failures along the way, and there's going to be some learning that happens. On the personal note, yes, I had some videos from all of my family, my three children, Devin, Ashley, and Caitlin, and my wife, Catherine. And when you're out in deep space by the moon and you are listening to a video they recorded for you before you launch, that's something.
Well, I love this question because part of our ethos as a crew and our values from the very beginning were that this is a relay race. In fact, we have batons that we bought to symbolize physically that. We plan to hand them to the next crew, and every single thing that we do is with them in mind. Oftentimes, it's actually easier in human spaceflight, especially on a first mission, to accept some of the things that aren't working quite right or the operational workarounds. And we have actually been diligent to try to fix everything, and we're always thinking from the perspective of what is the next crew going to think about this? How will this help them to succeed? So manual piloting the vehicle, making sure that the procedures and the processes for making everything work are all as they should be. Then there's the human side of it. How are our provisions? How are our food? How is the human system working in here? Taking the time to do all of the developmental flight test objectives that have been scheduled. So both in the vehicle and all in the last 3 years, we've really just worked to make sure that they are set up for success, and that's what all of the teams, not just the crew, but the flight control teams, the mission engineering rooms, the launch teams, everyone. We've done our best to bring folks together and to make sure that we can be the best we can be. Obviously, just testing, putting humans in this vehicle is the easy thing to see, and we hope that we've capitalized on that and made it as much as it can be for our time here.
The whole mission, but, you know, we saw really amazing simulations made by our lunar science team about what the eclipse would look like when the moon was, you know, 30, 35 times bigger than the sun. But seeing that,
we lost your video and handheld mic audio stream. We are troubleshooting.
All right. Jenny. We see the issue, and we're correcting it. We'll probably need about 30 seconds, and then we should be streaming again.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Okay, comm check. How about now? Are we back with you?
And Jenny, how much of Victor's answer did you hear?
Yeah, we have you back, video, and the handheld mic seems to be back up too, and Victor should repeat his answer. Over to GAO.
Okay. The thing that we saw that really surprised me the most is we trained to view the eclipse on the far side of the moon, or after going beyond the far side of the moon. We saw great simulations made by our lunar science team, but when that actually happened, it just blew us all away. I mean, you heard the reaction real time. But it was the fact that we trained for it, and it almost was a thing that we were, I don't want to say unhappy about, but launching on April 1st meant the far side wasn't as illuminated as we were hoping. And so, you know, that thing seemed to be a consolation, and it was one of the greatest gifts of that part of the mission.
Wow, we have loved living in Orion. And, in fact, we've all said that sometimes you can forget where you really are because we're in this small space that just gives us everything we need. But the answer to your question is yes, it is bigger in microgravity, and yes, we are bumping into each other 100% of the time. A phrase that you often hear in the cabin is, don't move your foot, I'm just going to reach for something right under it, or, you know, can I get there? And my goal is to get over there. And we're constantly moving around, whether it's to complete a task, to just eat, you know, to look out the window, to take a picture. Everything we do in here is a four-person activity. But it's also really fun.
One being 3,500 miles from it. I mean, it was so big, and now it wasn't an image on a screen, but it was all of the things we had talked about in training, the terrain, how you can see features based on how high they are above the surface and how low things were, and there were holes that, you know, craters that appeared to just be endless, bottomless pits, and then peaks that seemed to be, I couldn't tell how high, but you could just really get a sense of the relief down on the surface, and to look down on it from so close was, or over at it from so close was just, it's hard to describe. You know, when you are in an airplane flying back past, you know, Flagstaff, you're looking out the window trying to, you know, identify meteor crater, or looking out trying to find the Grand Canyon. And this was the same thing. But imagine if you had seen Meteor Crater or the Grand Canyon for the first time.
I thank you for this question. You know, we have had, I'm going to answer it a little bit differently than it was asked, but I'll get there in a second. But we have had a chance, the four of us, we've had two opportunities each to have very brief video chats with our families. And I will tell you, first of all, the four of us are now forged in a friendship that is very unique, and we will cherish this bond that we share for the rest of our lives. And then one of the neatest things being a crewmate on this spacecraft has been is not being in the family conference, but hearing your crewmates giggling and crying and just gasping and listening and loving their families from afar. Family is so important to all four of us, and that has been amazing. And when I got to talk to my daughters, Ellie and Katie, for the first time, like, I just couldn't even speak. I was just so overjoyed. I was crying. I mean, it is an amazing experience. But what also came from that is really our source of news on planet Earth. And those family members have been our source of how the mission is going from the public perspective. Obviously, they're all biased, although most of our kids are teenagers, so maybe they're not quite that biased, but they're biased. But what we had really hoped, and we said it a lot before, I mean, we really are here to serve NASA, to serve our two nations, Canadian Space Agency, NASA, and the international community, and we're here to serve for Artemis 3. But what we really hoped in our soul is that we could, for just a moment, have the world pause and remember that this is a beautiful planet in a very special place in our universe, and we should all cherish what we have been gifted. And I think for the folks that decided to tune in, and it sounds like it was quite a few, this has happened, and for that we are eternally grateful. Well, Courtney's running this press conference, and she knows I always speak the truth, sometimes with a little bit of embellishment, but I will tell you exactly as it went. When we watched that Earth eclipse behind the moon, I'm actually getting chills right now just thinking about, my palms are sweating, but it is amazing to watch your home planet disappear behind the moon. You could see the atmosphere. You could actually see the terrain in the moon projected across the Earth as the Earth was eclipsing behind the moon. It was just an unbelievable sight. And then it was gone. It was out of sight. And we took a moment here. We had a lot of scientific work to do right there. That was probably the most critical lunar observations for our geology team. But the four of us took a moment. We shared maple cookies that Jeremy had brought, and we took about 3 or 4 minutes just as a crew to really reflect on where we were. And then it was right back into the science. And it is a surreal feeling, but we had a lot of work to do, too, and I think that kept our focus. And so it's only come, like, later, and we still haven't even begun to reflect on this mission. We had a little bit of a light work day yesterday, and we were starting to journal and reflect a little bit. And there's a lot that our brains have to process. Human minds should not go through what these just went through, and it is a true gift. And we have a lot that we just need to think about and journal and write, and then we'll get the full feeling of what we just went through.
Well, thank you for that question. I will miss this camaraderie. I will miss being this close with this many people and having a common purpose, a common mission, getting to work on it hard at heart every day across hundreds of thousands of miles with a team on the ground. This sense of teamwork is something that you don't usually get, like, as an adult. I mean, we are close, like, brothers and sisters. And that is a privilege we will never have again. I have to say, I don't think there's anything I would say I won't miss or that I'm just ready to be over, because this whole thing is a package. We can't explore deeper unless we are doing a few things that are inconvenient, unless we're making a few sacrifices, unless we're taking a few risks. And those things are all worth it.
It was great hearing your voice again, Courtney. Take care.
Thank you to all the participants. Integrity, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
Houston, Integrity, for a quick, kind of a PAO item, but more of an item for the folks in the control room there.
Go ahead.
Do you have our video still?
We do.
But not sure if it made it in the handover, but this morning we were asked to go unpack a very special item, and we just wanted to wanted to share it in that PO event. We just didn't get an opportunity to do so. So we're going to share it with you all because we need to share this. Like, this has to be shared, right? So in Victor's hands here is the Apollo 18 flag that the agency asked to have put on board Artemis 2 so that it could take its rightful trip around the moon. And the four of us are just honored to have this here. We're honored that it is in our presence, and we are honored to carry the torch from Apollo through Skylab, through the Space Shuttle, through our beloved International Space Station, and now back further than humans have ever gone, around the far side of the moon, and safely home back to Houston. So we just wanted to share this with you because it needed to be shared. Thanks.
Carrying the torch, indeed. Thank you for sharing it with us and the world, and we'll look forward to welcoming you and that flag back to Houston shortly. And Integrity crew, we have a quick follow-up question from that PAO event. We would love to know what you did to fix the stream when it briefly went out.
And we believe the battery guide in the D5, and I set up the downlink, and I believe I saw two segments on the battery, so I'm not sure. I also saw another interesting signature on the microphone receiver. There is a red LED that says low battery, but it had three full segments. So I'm not sure if there's something else going on. We believe it was a battery dying. We switched the battery, turned the camera back on, went live view, and you got the audio and video back. I would add, Jenny, that definitely for future Artemis mission, just using the D5 on live view is probably not the ideal format. I think we knew that going into this, and we were just making it happen. But it is, these cameras get hot, they're chewing up batteries, and it's probably not the ideal source. It works, of course, great. We're very happy that we have this capability.
Yeah, we're tracking, and we definitely see that. Thanks for letting us know.
Jenny, follow-on question for timeline. I see a Nat Geo card swap on my timeline around now, and I also had one earlier today at 6:20:30. I actually don't know if I have the one I'm on now or the earlier one, but did we indeed want two times to switch the Nat Geo card today?
We're checking for you, Christina.
Hey, Jenny, one other thing is we've been having issues with our exercise recordings, and the initial thoughts are maybe it's the camera overheating. Again, I thought the battery was good enough to go through an APO event, so maybe this is another instance of that. We did not turn it back on to see what the battery was. We just changed the battery and restarted it, but that's also a possible reason.
All right, we copy. Good to know.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Jenny, I have a question on the prop.smrcs page. When you have a second.
Go ahead.
I am on prop.smrcs. The pressures look great. But I'm getting a weird signature on the helium high pressure crossover pyro on the ox to fuel safe and the fuel to ox safe valves. Every once in a while, they'll pop up and either say error or armed, and then they go back to safe. Are y'all seeing that telemetry on the ground?
Reed, thanks for calling that down. We are not seeing that, so we will think about it a little bit more. I do have some results from that prop characterization test when you're ready.
And now Victor's come over to the displays, and he has been looking at these pretty intensely since we were on the launch pad. He said this is not a new signature, that this has been occurring since since launch day. So basically since post-ascent, he has been seeing this similar signature. So he's going to take a little video of it on his iPhone, and we'll get it to you later. So I'm a little bit less concerned about that now that he's been seeing it for a while. And then go ahead with the test.
Okay, copy. That certainly helps. Regarding the characterization test that we just initiated. We've noticed that on the SM aux branch 1, it has an increasing pressurization of the aux tank at a rate of 0.5 psi per hour. This is really the same behavior that we witnessed around TLI, and at this rate, we will hit the limit we set of 2 psi of pressure raise in 4 hours at 0800 MET right before your sleep. At that point, we will close that ISO valve again, and that'll be the completion of the test. So we got some really good data that we will take back to the MMT.
That's outstanding. I am so glad you all decided to go chase us down and get the data that'll help out the future missions and help us correlate our pre-flight testing. So we are happy to be a part of that, and that also.
We really appreciate the willingness to help. Thanks, Chris. Christina Houston for that Nat Geo card swap. We would like you to complete that, understanding it's the second one of the day, and it's to get us ready for tomorrow. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Integrity, Jenny, any chance I can start the umbilical cabin demo now? I'm happy to wait until timeline.
Reed, yes, you can begin that activity. And Reed, you can give me a thumbs up with this call. In step 2.1 of that procedure, we still will need to give you that MCC go. We need some configuration to complete on our side. Copy, thumbs up. Integrity Houston for cabin fan RPM preference. Hey Jeremy, right now your cabin fan is set to 7,000 RPM. At sleep, we normally set it for 8,000 RPM, but we can leave it where it is or even go down another 2,000 RPM in addition. We'd like to know your preference.
Okay, Jenny, we'll just go with what you've been doing nominally for sleep. You can change it at that time to what you've had last week.
We'll go.
And Houston, just letting you know, for the umbilical cabin ventilation task, we are holding in step 2.1 for your go.
Copy. We'll let you know when you can continue. Integrity crew, you are go to continue in the umbilical procedure.
Copy. Houston Integrity for umbilical cabin ventilation.
Go ahead.
We're on step 2.3, and we have good airflow out of the seat 2 air umbilical.
Copy, Reed. That is a great demo. Thanks for reporting the results. We are go for you to deconfigure when you're ready in step 3.
Okay, pick it up at step 3. Houston Integrity for umbilical cabin ventilation, one comment.
Go ahead.
First, we're deconfiguration complete. I did a good thought inspection. Everything looks really good. I would say if we are going to use the wire tie on the air umbilical, if this is a deep contingency, then that's an appropriate path forward. But if this is ever expected to be used during a mission, I would highly recommend we get some milled aluminum that creates a compression over that air umbilical. The zip tie, the plastic on that anodized aluminum of the air umbilical is extremely slippery, and I think we would very quickly just knock that zip tie off if the four of us were trying to maneuver around in a radiation shelter.
Copy. Thanks for the data.
Houston, we're going to terminate your video feed for a minute. We just need to pull some cables out.
Copy.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity crew, when you are able, could you give us an indicator, an indication if you are bumping up against or touching the smoke detector in any way when you're over in that area of the cabin?
I think MCC reported some erroneous data yesterday. Maybe that's happening again. We had a towel over there, but we don't think we're bumping into it. Give us a couple more seconds because we need to grab a few more pictures, and then we'll try to get away from it for a minute.
And we don't don't have any concern. You guys can stay over there. Keep taking your photos. We're just curious. Continue.
All right. Sounds good, Jenny. Yeah, we caught a view of Earth in window one, and now we're completely distracted for a little bit. You guys are looking for
thanks. Yeah, we love that. We were just noticing, it's really cool, actually, in the data, the ECOM scene, they're seeing an indication on the smoke detector, and they think it's when the flash goes off. So we're just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.